Today, we will be reading Matthew 10, verses 1 through 20. Before we begin, let's pray. Father God, we come to you now, coming to your word, asking you to speak to us. Lord, the Bible was given to us to teach us about you, to lead us to you, to reveal who you are and how we are to live. Lord, speak to us today. Help us to see things that we need to do. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Matthew 10, verses 1 through 20. Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts. No bag for the journey, or extra shirt or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, search there for some worthy person and stay at their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest upon it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Truly, I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. All right, in today's reading, we see Jesus both calling his 12 disciples or apostles and sending them out. Jesus went through his earthly ministry, many times teaching large crowds, spending time with large groups of people. Among those followers that were following him, listening to him, there were a number of people who were very close to him or very devoted to him. But of those, he chose 12. He did this to spend more time with them, to teach them, to give them a higher and more special responsibility. And so Jesus called them, and here he is sending them out, telling them to go throughout the land of Israel and to teach. Now at this time, he is telling them not to go to the Gentiles, that means the non-Jews, or enter any town of the Samaritans. The Samaritans were, it was a region near Israel, where there were people who were, in their ancestry before them, in their past, their history, they were half Jewish, half non-Jewish. And so they were often considered to be inferior. So in this context, Jesus is telling his disciples to focus on the Jews. But later on, after his earthly ministry, Jesus gives them a very different instruction, and he tells them to be witnesses to Israel, the Jewish people, but also to Samaria and the ends of the earth. He actually sends them out to reach all people, all the world, and that is his goal. I think at this point, Jesus is trying to build a strong foundation and a strong core of followers among the Jews, the people who were close to him, people who shared his background and culture, before he sent them, all of them, out into the entire world to share. Now, many people say, "Oh, I cannot be a Christian. It is a Western religion." Remember that God is the God of the entire universe. He is not just the God of the Jews. He is the creator of all. He created the entire world, every race, not just one little group. But he chose the Jewish people as a testimony and a light, rather than working with all people all the time. God did something special with the Jews, working with them, trying to create a story and a picture for the entire world to see of what it was like to live in a relationship with the true God. So he sent them out. Now it's interesting what he does. As he sends them, he tells them not to take things with them. And I think what he's doing is he wants them to live by faith. He doesn't want them trying to provide for themselves, but instead he wants them to trust him. He wants them to rely on him, to be dependent on him to provide. And he promises that he will. He says that the worker is worthy of their keep, that as people of God are going out, others that they teach will then provide for them. But basically, the biggest thing is living by faith. Now, he tells them to go, and as they go, that they will find places to stay, and that people will provide for them. And this would have been much more common in his world than it is today. But even now, many people do go around the world using this philosophy, and God still today provides for them. At the end, he talks about sending them out as sheep among wolves. And I think this is some very useful instruction for us even today. He says, "Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves." God asks us to be wise. He asks us to be smart. And as we are going out, to know that there are those around us who are not going to like the message that we are giving, that there are those around us who are not going to approve of our belief and following of Christ. He tells us to be smart. Don't be stupid in the way that we present his message, but be smart. He's not telling us to lie, but find ways to do it that are wise. And so I think this definitely requires the Spirit praying about what we do and how we do it, not living in fear, but praying that God would help us to use wisdom, to be smart about how we are sharing his word, so that we are not creating problems, that we are not building up walls that other people say, "No, no, no, I don't want to listen. I don't want to hear." But he does warn them. He warns them that they will be persecuted, that they will not, it will not be easy. They will be arrested, they'll be beaten, they'll be put in jail. But he has told them to be innocent as doves, not to do things that are wrong, obey the law, do what we're supposed to do, but also follow him and be aware that there may be things, it may not be easy. There may be things that happen to us that are difficult when we follow Christ. But we should not be afraid. He says, when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say. The Spirit of God lives in us. I have never been arrested for sharing Jesus. And I am thankful for that. But I also realize that at some point, I could come to a situation where that could happen. But I don't live in fear of that, because God is worth more than anything in this earth. There are people in many countries where it is illegal to follow Jesus, but they have seen and learned and understand that this life is temporary. We are only here for a short time. There is an eternity that never ends, that will happen after our death. An eternity. And God wants us to be focused on that, not to be worried with what's going to happen here. Oh no, I have to be safe. I can't share Jesus because something bad might happen to me or people don't like that. But instead, realizing that I would rather do what God tells me to do and have some problems here, I would rather do that than to disobey and then for eternity have lost the rich blessing and reward of having followed Christ. I would rather share Jesus with people and be arrested for it, or even killed, and see them have eternal life, than to be silent, have a good and easy life here, but come to heaven and find out that some of my friends, some of my family, people that I love, never heard about Jesus because I was afraid to tell them. It's a difficult thing. It's a difficult thing, and we'll see more about this in other places in the New Testament. But here he's warning them, it's going to happen. There may be times when following Jesus is not easy, but it is always worth it. Even if it's difficult here, God promises us that there is more to life than what we see. So, what about you today? Just as Jesus sent out his 12 disciples, I believe that he is sending us out into this world. He is sending us out to share his message. Will you listen? Will you obey? Be smart about it, but don't be afraid. Accept the fact that following Jesus may be difficult, but it's worth it. Who is Jesus calling you to go and tell? Who will you share the truth of who Jesus is? Who will you share that with today? Let's pray. Father God, I pray that you would guide and direct us. Lord, this is a difficult passage as we think about the difficulty of following you. Lord, help us. Give us courage. Give us strength. Help us to be wise in what we do, but not afraid. Help us to approach sharing you with discernment, not to be foolish, but not to be afraid either. Lord, guide us and direct us today. Show us who you would have us share the gospel with, and then give us strength and wisdom and courage to share and speak truth into their lives. Lord, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.